My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, thank you all so much for coming to this Mass this evening in thanksgiving or celebration of my 80th birthday. I never thought I'd make it. I'm particularly grateful to Archbishop Vincent for so kindly arranging this Mass this evening. I had a lot of cards for my birthday, and one good priest of the diocese sent me a little poem. Today, dear Lord, I'm 80, and there's much I haven't done. I hope, dear Lord, you'll let me live until I'm 81. But if I haven't finished all I want to do, would you let me stay a while until I'm 82? And it goes on and on. I know, dear Lord, it's much to ask, and it must be nice in heaven, but I really would like to stay until I'm 87. Well, I was saying something on the radio a few weeks ago about birthdays, because I really can't, there's only one birthday that I've celebrated that I can remember. And it was when I was 5 years old. And I was on holiday with my family in Ireland, and my mother and father invited all my uncles and aunts and their children to a picnic in a little place we used to stay called Ardmore. And I remember I had my cap on, and one of my uncles said, "Come over here." And so I went over and he said, "Take off your cap." So I took off my cap. He said, "Now go around everybody and say, 'Sixpence for the birthday boy.'" So I did. And they paid up. Which is by way of introduction to a tax collector who was collecting the equivalent of sixpences from the poor people in the Holy Land. He spent his time collecting taxes, and Matthew wasn't very popular. He must have known James, because both are described as the sons of Alphaeus. But after he was called, he goes into dinner with the other tax collectors and the sinners. And Jesus is ticked off by the Pharisees, saying you shouldn't be eating with all this lot. Jesus retorts with the wonderful, consoling words, "I did not come to call the virtuous, but sinners." And as I look back over my life, it's not any achievements, but rather the weaknesses, the failures, the sins, mostly the things I did not do rather than those that I did that I remember. I was recalling the other day my installation here in this cathedral in February the year 2000, and I quoted St. Gregory, one of my favorite passages in one of his homilies. "Who am I? What kind of a watchman am I? I do not stand on the pinnacle of achievement. I languish rather in the depths of my weakness. And yet the Creator and Redeemer of mankind can give me, unworthy though I be, the grace to see life whole and power to speak effectively of it. It is for love of Him I do not spare myself in preaching Him." I remember that day very well because, rather unfortunately, as the Archbishop will remember, I tripped coming down from the cathedral, the throne. And a good sister said to me the other day, "When I saw that, I knew we were in for trouble." I think she was talking to me, really, and so it turned out. But it was a very great day, and I'm always grateful for it. I often tell the story of the lady who wanted to come in, but on that day you had to have a ticket to get in, and she tried hard to the stewards, "Please let me in." She said, "Have you got a ticket?" "No, I haven't." "But please let me in." "No, you can't." The Archbishop has said, "Nobody can come in without a ticket." But she said, "Look, I've come all the way from Ireland." They relented and they let her in. I happened to meet her a few days later. I said, "How on earth did you get in without a ticket?" She said, "I told them I have come all the way from Ireland but I didn't tell them I've come all the way from Ireland 40 years ago. Anyway, good for her. But you know, as I look back, I remember all the saintly people that I've met. Obviously, my parents, my family, especially my mother and father, and countless, countless lay women and men that I've met in the parishes, the fellow priests who I know and care for, and bishops, just holy people, saints. I always think, I love the Feast of All Saints, because we're thinking of all the holy people who I've known, and so many I don't know, but are now in heaven with the Lord. And I think of all that huge number of people as kind of the Holy Catholic Church. We say it every Sunday, I believe, in the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And it means so much to me. Sometimes people say to me, perhaps, what kind of a Catholic are you? Are you sort of high church, low church, conservative, liberal? I say, no. I'm a Catholic. I'm a man of the church. And my mind, it tries to be attuned to the mind of the church, which ministers Jesus to us in word, in sacrament, and will do so, has done, and will do until the end of time. So I suppose tonight I'm filled with thanksgiving, not only for my priesthood, a bishop, but also for the countless number of people, and especially priests and some bishops who have helped me so much during these past years. You know, for us, the church is not complete without its shepherd, and especially its chief shepherd, the Pope. I've lived in the reign of 8 popes. All of them have been good and holy men. I remember particularly Pope Paul VI, for whom I had a great affection, and who had a difficult pontificate carrying through the Second Vatican Council and its aftermath. He appointed me a bishop in 1977. As he lay dying on the 6th of August, 1978, Mass was being said in the chapel next to his bedroom. And when it came to the Creed, it was the Feast of the Transfiguration. He roused himself the only time during the Mass and said with those present, "I believe in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church." And soon afterwards, as if to himself, he murmured the Our Father who art of heaven. And the reason why I'm saying this is that he had one last message which was scribbled on the pad by his bedside, which was intended for the words he was to speak at the Angelus from his window. And in that message was, he prays for those who suffer, those who are hungry, the unemployed, the sick. And then his last words were, "An incomparable destiny awaits those who have honored their Christian vocation." So my last words to you, my dear people, my dear friends, is just that. That we may, by the grace of God, continue to endeavor to live a life that's worthy of our vocation. That vocation, by the grace of God, and through our communion with Jesus Christ, gives us meaning to our lives and hope for our lives. Paul again says, "There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called into one and the same hope when you were called. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God who is Father of all, over all, through all, and within all. To him be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen." Amen.